This is Eye on Digital Marketing, brought to you by More Visibility. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at More Visibility. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, which now is a great time to do so, we're sending out a lot of weekly and monthly tips from our industry experts that we work with on a daily basis. Make sure you go to our website, morevisibility.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter there. Welcome back to the podcast. It certainly has been a crazy and uncertain month. I'll use that word again. If you listened to our last podcast, you heard a lot about uncertainty from our live webinar that we did. And certainly, first and foremost, I want to say to all the listeners, clients, and everybody out there tuning into the podcast, I hope you are healthy and safe. These are very uncertain times for a lot of industries. As digital marketers, we are working directly with those industries on a daily basis. As someone who works as a client strategist, a client manager, the quarterback, if you will, I personally have had different clients on different ends of the spectrum through this whole COVID-19 that have been affected in different ways. So I wanted to take the time today to just holistically give you a high-level overview of some trends that I've seen, that we have seen as a company, as it relates to coronavirus in the search engines, in the digital landscape, and some tips for your digital strategy during these times. Some tips that you can utilize right now, and some tips that I think is very valuable to begin planning for the future. So, as I mentioned, industries are up, industries are down. There's a super cool webpage. If you go to trends.google.com, you should probably save that URL in your web browser or your phone anyways, and just visit it on a regular basis because it's pretty cool. But if you go to trends.google.com right now, they have a coronavirus section. Specifically, if you scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side of the page, you can click that and it will open up to a full coronavirus COVID-19 trends page, really looking at search queries, right? What are the trends that Google is seeing in the search engine? So like I said, some industries are up, some industries are down. There's a lot of opportunity and I would say shape-shifting that I see going on. Some businesses are hurting just because of the product or the service they sell, and it's very hard to pivot that product or service. It's very hard to go digital, for example. Some industries are up naturally because they're right now servicing the current global pandemic that we're having or acting as an aid. So your healthcare industries, for example, they may be up while they're also super busy. But there's a lot of us and a lot of you all that are in the middle and are in this stage where you're finding your business may be hurting, but you also need to know it's time to start planning and pivoting for the future. So keep an eye on these trends, especially Google, because I imagine just like most of the clients we have, most of your money is currently being spent in Google paid or optimizing for Google search. So I'm on this page right now, just a couple examples. You have the query in the United States, home science experiments for kids. That search query is up 2,600%. So that's an example of right now, yes, people are not working, but they're also home and they're also alive and they need to entertain themselves. They need to do something. Parents, single families, children alike. So this is what I'm talking about. A lot of industries find themselves pivoting. Here's another search query right now on this Google Trends page that is up 350%. How to keep kids busy during quarantine, right? So I'll give you an example of a case study that I recently read while scrolling through LinkedIn, and it was around pivoting a business that originally sold toys for children and school supplies and things of that nature. Well, no one's really ordering school supplies, for example, right now. And if they did, it'd be in a much smaller quantity to their home. But this company has rolled out, as of the last 2 weeks, a lot of virtual games that they're replacing instead of children buying toys. So again, these are a few examples, right? Everyone's not going to be the same. But if you're in that kind of moment of pivoting right now as a business where you're focusing on the now, but you also need to look ahead, keep an eye on some of these trends. And these are very good web pages for you to lock in and visit frequently. Okay. So let's keep this conversation going here and talk about your digital strategy and what is happening right now with COVID-19 really impacting the globe, and what are the long-term effects? What are some things that you can do? So I'm going to try and break this down in a few categories, because when we talk about digital strategy, that is an extremely large topic, right? But a lot of the conversations I've been having with clients really revolved around approach, first and foremost. And that's the way you should start, because during a global pandemic like this, you're first going to have to assess what you're already doing, right? And I'm talking about your content, and I'm talking about your ads. So I would say, number one, let's be in tune with your audience during these times. Let's be in tune with your audience during these times. Some of your customers, some of your audience is going to think and take and react and purchase differently than others during this global pandemic. So you should be doing things like reviewing your ad copy, reviewing your imagery, reviewing your blog content, your e-blast reviews, whatever that may be. And you really want to pause or adjust anything that is not a current reflection of what's going on. So, Chuck, what does that mean? Well, if I'm advertising for a restaurant, a sporting event, a large gathering, I think it'd be a little insensitive right now to push that advertisement on people, right? Even things like imagery. You may not be promoting an event like that, but a lot of times imagery has people in gatherings or people in close places. It sounds minute, but let's check all of our boxes here, right? Let's make sure that we're not being, and I'll use this term a lot, insensitive, right? So look at your copy, just read it over, and make sure that it's not pointing to, hey, let's do this right now. Why? Because right now people are not thinking about their daily routines, about their normal lives. And if you think yourself that it may be a little insensitive, you're probably on the right track for how your audience will think. So you can look over your entire digital landscape, strategy, ad copy, organic content on your site, and you may find no changes are needed. Fantastic. At least you did your QA and checked your boxes. I've seen other clients who have significantly had to change a lot of their copy and the way they position and the way they approach their content and their audience. So that's number one. Number two, after I've done that, now I want to figure out, how am I going to give my audience and my consumers updates, right? Updates on my business based on what's going on in the world, what's going on in my industry. I cannot expect my users, even my most loyal customers and loyal brand ambassadors, to necessarily always on a daily basis, on a weekly, monthly basis, think to check my website or think, you know, to check my social media. I need to be reaching out to them during these times and letting them know how my business, how my brand is pivoting, and what are we doing to ensure that people are safe and healthy, right? So these are things like, are you closed? Are you open? That sounds really logical, but let's not just post a sign on your storefront. Let's not just have a pop-up on your website. If you have an email list, let's incorporate that into your next e-blast, right? If you have another distribution of communication, maybe you talk to your customers via text. I signed up for, years ago in the neighborhood I live in, rewards points for a coffee shop down the street. When this whole pandemic started, they used to text me free coffee and rewards. I got an update that, hey, we're going to be closed. You can't come inside. But if you want to order here, you can pick it up at the window. That was great. I didn't have to search for the answers. And I wasn't surprised when I woke up the next morning to go get my coffee, which if they didn't text me, I probably would have. So when I say communication, be as forward and as upfront as possible. Don't bombard people by any means, but if you're not utilizing your most frequent and accessible channels of communication to give your customers and to give your fan base, if you will, updates, then you should. Other things that I've seen work well in terms of letting a customer base know is change in distribution, change of hours of operation, change in contact information, which is a great lead-in to one of the next steps you should absolutely take, and something that I've been working very closely with a lot of my clients updating over the past 30 days is your Google My Business. When someone searches in Google, sometimes your Google My Business, your GMB, if you will, to use our digital marketing acronym slang, that is their source of truth. That's what they're looking at to see the most current status of your business. If your hours of operation is not updated, if your description is not accurate, your address, the services you provide is very important. And in fact, with this whole COVID-19 global pandemic, we've seen an extreme shift to things like telehealth, to things like digital communication. And so, again, when I use the word communication, I am still talking about situations like a doctor visit where the old protocol was pick up the phone, right? Reserve your appointment, go in and see your doctor. We're seeing a large shift to telehealth apps, telehealth communication. I'm going to see my doctor via my app. Why? Of course, it's safer right now. But you know what? That is a future impact that is likely going to be here to stay. Even when COVID is over, I seriously doubt that entire population who switched to telehealth during the time is going to want to all go back to seeing a doctor, if that's even where the healthcare industry goes, right? So you need to go to your Google My Business and look at the services that you currently have listed for your business. Look at the new services that Google has put in there, which they update on a regular basis, especially during a time like this. During a time like this where Google may have realized that they didn't have maybe that great of options for telehealth services, for digital communication services. They recently put those in there. So you can go to Google now and you can have your main service, for example, be teleservices, right? Something of that nature. So check that. And if there's anything that fits your business better or that a term you can add on, go ahead and do that. You want to make sure you have the most accurate information right now when someone is looking you up. You want to make sure that you're forthright with your customers and your following, and you want to keep that ongoing. This is not just one update. This is not, hey, this is the middle of April. How you doing? Here's where things are. If things change and things progress the week after, then send out another update at that time. Be flexible. Again, put yourself in their shoes, and you will succeed. Another very frequently asked question that we have been getting lately is, what will be approved versus disapproved in terms of COVID-19 in my ads, in my landing page? Is there anything that I should be cautious about? So the answer is yes. And let's take a trip back in time. I feel like I'm going back a decade right now. I'm really only going back about 30, 45 days. That's how crazy the world has changed. If you heard that Google has disapproved any COVID-19 or coronavirus related terms in ad copy, then you are correct. Google started disapproving that ad copy as well as disapproving landing pages that had those same terms or that same type of copy. They have since lifted the ban, the disapproval, from the landing page, which again, makes complete sense depending on your industry, depending on your service. It could be very essential to mention the term COVID-19 or coronavirus or write in a way, because that's what's going on. But you cannot have that in your ads, and really that's, of course, for consumer protection during these times. Google has taken a very stiff stance on making sure the healthcare industry and the government is able to get accurate information across, right? So if you're wondering the current updates there as of mid-April, that's what they are. I don't see them changing too much anytime soon, but you still want to keep in mind as well, even though you can't directly write COVID-19 or coronavirus in your ad copy, you also don't want to write ad copy, and you probably will also get disapproved if you are blatantly playing up a situation for a financial incentive because of COVID-19, right? So just be very careful the way that you're also writing your ad copy. You know, at a very high level, just trying to give an example of what I'm talking about. If I, you know, sold furniture, then I think it would be completely appropriate to put out an ad right now that says, thinking about rearranging your room, here's some great furniture tips and our latest pieces that go with the floor plan, right? Now, everybody knows what I'm implying when I say have some free time. I'm implying that we're all quarantined and at home right now, and you probably have some free time. But I wouldn't want to write that same ad and just directly say, hey, I know coronavirus is crazy right now and it's on your mind, but have you ever thought about furniture, right? I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying the exact same thing, but I'm being a lot more sensitive in the first ad, and that's what you want to go for. So take that example for what you will, but apply it to your industry and apply it to your strategy, and you'll be safe. Okay, so I've updated, gone in, QA'd all of my ad copy, my on-site content, making sure that none of it is too insensitive during these times. I have a good form of constant communication and consistency that I know my followers, my customers are going to read and react and respond to. I've also looked over my Google My Business to make sure that when people search, the most accurate information is there. I seem to have a good foundation now of some fundamental things that I need to fix, right? The next most common thing that I've been asked anyways, and I'm sure others have too, and even you're thinking about on the other side of this podcast, is your digital budget. How do I evaluate my digital budget during these times? So first of all, I'm not going to come on here and give you high-level advice on how to rearrange your budget. I'm not going to say turn off display, put it in search. That's what a lot of people are doing. It does make sense. Decide that on your own, right? But what I am going to tell you is if I am evaluating budget, I'm not even going to look at money, first of all, and what I'm spending. I should already know my priority campaigns. We need to dig a little bit deeper, right? So first, don't panic, first of all. Unless your industry and your higher-ups are all on the same page and you have to turn everything off and you have no other choice, fine. But first of all, don't panic. And let's figure out, what are we looking for here? What are we looking for and how should we react? In the beginning of the podcast, I gave you the Google Trends URL. Well, go beyond that. If you are an in-house marketing team or you're working with an agency like ours, have your campaign managers look in the engine for trends, right? Let's think about shifts and how that relates to your business and how that relates to what users are searching for. Number one, if your business is shifting, then obviously your advertisement need to shift as well. And depending on what that shift is, you could find yourself using different channels, you can find yourself using different ad units, and you certainly can find yourself bidding on different queries. Why am I not telling you how much money to allocate where? Because depending on the answers to that information really holds more of a key on how much money you should spend. If your industry or your business is shifting to, let's say, all online orders and no brick and mortar orders, and the keywords that you are now bidding on are cheaper, then you may not need to do anything in terms of budget, and maybe you can use that, right, to test something else. It's a very broad example, but I actually do have a client where that happened to, and you would say, well, it's the same product, right? Why would I be paying anything cheaper? It really depends as well as your campaign strategy for those brick and mortar stores and the locations and the competition in that location. An urban city versus an e-com website, you may find yourself in a much different position. Also, an e-com business, which they've had to switch to, could also utilize things a lot more, which they haven't in the past, such as Google Merchant Center and Google Shopping. That's a whole other podcast we can get into. If you're interested in that, let us know. We'd love to talk more about that. But the point here is, look at the shift, right? And look at where you're going, and that will give you a great clue on how to spend your money. Secondly is watch your search queries if you also have a shift. You should just be watching them in general during these times anyways. But remember, the users always dictate what's next. You can bid on whatever term your heart desires. If users are not searching it, you are, you know, lost in outer space, right? And we say this all the time when it comes to selecting keyword targets, when it comes to selecting keyword bids, right? Let's think about what we call it, what you call it in your industry, what we can see and what we know, and let's more importantly look at what users are searching, because that, at the end of the day, is going to hold the most weight. So if you're in a shift right now, if your business is in a shift and you find yourself bidding on different queries, make sure you understand not only how much those queries are going to cost, but in a match modifier, right, broad versus exact, go to that broad spectrum and make sure that you're inquiring all the other search queries around your specific term that you have in mind. So you can really encompass the entire universe, okay? The other thing that you really want to keep an eye on, if you're not going through a shift and you're keeping your keywords the same and you're keeping your ads the same, which is majority of people right now, then you need to really, really watch your CPCs, right? An influx of search queries during this time, depending on what you're selling and what your industry has, could absolutely drive your cost up and conversely could drive your cost down. So these are some things that you really need to analyze before you say, well, I don't want to be insensitive, so I'm just going to be there when people search. And I'm going to turn off my display and turn off my social. Listen, I don't disagree with that. In fact, that is a solid, fundamental strategy during these times. But if you've already done that or you're thinking about doing that, there's still other layers that you really need to consider, right? And your display and your social that may be looked at as higher funnel, number one, play a role in your digital environment, in your digital ecosystem. So if you still are trying to get conversions, if you're still trying to get leads, you're going to have to fill the top of the funnel at some point. Instead of turning off those efforts, how can you go back to your original plan, your original strategy, and say, how can we keep them on to further assist the changes we made at the bottom of the funnel while not being insensitive? If we have an image with a large gathering in a restaurant, for that restaurant, can we just use a picture of the burger, right? If we were advertising a big happy hour event that happens every Friday, and we know that for the next couple of Fridays, it ain't gonna happen, can we instead advertise and hype up something that we're doing inside the restaurant while everybody's at home, maybe an upgrade, maybe a new menu item that people can get excited about? So I don't have to turn my stuff off. I don't have to do it. I can think of a creative way. And I'm using these high-level examples because, understand, I'm talking to a lot of verticals right now. Everyone's going to ask for, well, can you give me some examples about mine? We're happy to. Email us, info@morevisibility.com. Email me directly, I don't care. cforbes@morevisibility.com. And we can talk. But the point is, you know, there's always an answer if you look hard enough and you think about it hard enough. So those are a lot of tips holistically and more granular, right? I would say overall during these times, stay consistent and stay up to date and use logic over anything else. Your goals may have pivoted or your goals may have stayed the same, depending on what road you're in right now. Both are going to be hectic. Both are going to be crazy. Rely on your experts. Rely on your team. This is why you got them, right? This is why you hired them. And allow them to use their expertise in different areas for you all to weather the storm, if that's what you're feeling, for you all to keep elevating, or for your business to completely pivot. I hope that was helpful. Again, make sure you follow us on social media at More Visibility. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Visit our website for many more good tips, blogs, many more podcasts. Sign up for our newsletter there if you haven't already, morevisibility.com. And if you'd like to have a conversation about how we can help you with your digital strategy during these times or overall, please send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. Once again, thanks as always for listening. Everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk soon.